Panthers from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM
WRD.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're Real Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran is rejecting European leaders' calls to refrain from retaliatory attacks on Israel following the assassination of a top Hamas leader and the killing of a top Hezbollah leader as well. Donald Trump holding a two-hour conversation with Elon Musk last night on X. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
The former president laying out what he would do if reelected.
I want to close up Department of Education, move education back to the states.
The Harris campaign highlighting that clip on social media and responding to the interview saying Trump's entire campaign is in service of people like Elon Musk and himself, self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year of 2024.
Arizona declaring that abortion rights will be on the ballot this fall. Missouri voters still waiting to find out if there were enough signatures to put a ballot on that state as well. Wholesale price increases eased in July, suggesting inflation pressures are further cooling. The Fed moving closer to cutting interest rates likely next month. This is ABC News. Starbucks announcing this morning it is switching CEOs after some recent struggles. Laxman Narasimhan is out this morning, and Chipotle head Brian Nickel will take over in a couple of weeks. A reminder of one of the worst mass shootings in American history. It's now been torn down in Texas town. ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
On November 5th, 2017, a man walked into First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs and shot 26 people to death. The congregation moved to a new building, but the site of the massacre was kept as a memorial. Yesterday, against the wishes of some members, it was torn down in just 15 minutes. Church lawyers argued in court that it was a constant and very painful reminder of the mass shooting nearly 7 years ago.